Three members of the Legislative Assembly appeared before the West Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital District Board on June 26, eager to hear from directors about their rural healthcare concerns. Brittany Anderson, MLA for Kootenay Central, said she's working to have all levels of government look through a rural lens when making decisions. Her new role as Minister of State for Local Governments and Rural Communities has her working alongside Premier David Eby to achieve this. Steve Morissette, MLA for Kootenay Menashe and Parliamentary Secretary for Rural Development, said there are lots of good people in government, but they don't all understand the rural perspective. It's important for us to have a voice at the table and to tell them what is working and what isn't working, he said. To whatever table I'm at, I bring your voice forward. Donegal Wilson, MLA for Boundary Similkameen, was inspired by her mother's journey through the healthcare system. It was a call to do something about it, she said. It is my passion project and something that I work on diligently for the communities in my riding. The first item of advocacy came from Kootenay Boundary Area A Director Ali Grieve, who asked the MLAs to lobby for a second access road at Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital. An adjacent fire a few years ago, paired with the increasing frequency and severity of wildfires, has highlighted the risk of only one way in and out. All three MLAs were in support. Anderson said it would fall under the Ministry of Transportation and Transit's umbrella, and that Minister Mike Farnworth used to be the minister responsible for emergency management. Morissette noted this has been a concern for decades. It will take planning and some significant funds, but it's absolutely a need. Vice Chair and Mayor of Caslow Susan Hewitt asked the MLAs if they would assist the hospital board in advocating for seniors living in rural areas. There needs to be additional assisted living facilities and long-term care beds so rural seniors can stay closer to their families and friends. It's sad when people live in a community for their whole life, maybe generations, and there's nowhere for them to go, said Morissette. We need to keep people as close to home as possible. We have to look for a solution to that. RDCK Area H Director Walter Popoff asked the MLAs to remember smaller municipalities, too. These facilities don't need to be big to help people stay in their communities. Kootenay Boundary Area E Director Sharon Gibbs said the emergency room at Boundary Hospital in Grand Forks needs upgrades. A better ER facility could also attract and retain doctors. A group is raising funds for a CT scanner. Wilson said she's willing to do what it takes to make this happen. Anderson said it's almost the next budget cycle, good timing to begin advocacy. City of Trail Director Terry Martin explained that there's an increasing number of unhoused individuals in Nelson, Castlegar and Trail. Though there's a temporary shelter in all three municipalities, there are no treatment centers. Would the MLAs support the board in asking for a treatment center, somewhere in the corridor, to assist individuals in recovery? Wilson agreed that there needs to be support, but it's complicated because it's not just one kind of treatment. There's a more holistic treatment that needs to happen that starts with counseling and psychologists, as well as actually having addictions treatment, she said. We need it in rural BC and it needs to be accessible and open. We need the treatment centers and we need supportive housing, said Morissette, because we can't just keep people in a shelter until they're stabilized and then push them out again. Anderson described an individual she met in Vernon who had been homeless for 20 years. They were able to access supportive housing, which helped them finally get stabilized. Now, they're running a successful food service. Having housing is so critically important, she said. People cannot get well until they are housed. All three MLAs were keen to do what they could to fill in the gaps in the West Kootenay Boundary healthcare system. I know that there's been significant challenges around rural health, but I think we've also had some very significant wins, said Anderson, who went on to list a few. She noted the new Nelson Health Campus, where the Community Health Center will relocate from Victoria Street in August, and the Fairview Gardens will offer 75 new long-term care beds in September. The Boundary Hospital Auxiliary successfully raised funds to outfit the Trauma Center at Boundary Hospital in Grand Forks.